AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The police chief in Tulsa, Oklahoma says the gunman who killed four people at a medical building recently had back surgery performed by Dr. Preston Phillips.
Lewis called Dr. Phillips' office again complaining of back pain and wanting additional assistance.
Chief Wendell Franklin says a letter reveals the gunman was upset with Dr. Phillips over his post-surgery pain, and it led to him buying a semi-automatic handgun last week and bought another gun on the day of the shooting.
At 2 p.m. on June the 1st, Mr. Lewis purchased a semi-automatic rifle from a local gun store.
Dr. Phillips was one of four people killed in Tulsa. President Biden plans to speak from the White House tonight on guns. A day after the Tulsa shooting, a House panel is taking up gun legislation.
The package would, among other things, raise the age for buying semi-automatic rifles to 21 after 18-year-olds used them in the Buffalo and Uvalde killings. House Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler says most Americans want that and other measures and pushed back against Republicans who say Democrats are simply moving fast to politicize the killings.
Too soon, my friends. What the hell are you waiting for?
North Carolina's Dan Bishop and other GOP members say nobody wants to see more shootings, but this package is both ineffective and illegal.
You are not going to bully your way into stripping Americans of fundamental rights.
With Republicans nearly all opposed, any House action would be mostly symbolic. A bipartisan Senate group is working on compromise gun legislation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Funerals are being held in Texas for three of the victims of last week's school shooting. Two of them were 10 years old, the other 11. Police say a county jail inmate receiving treatment at an Ohio hospital shot and killed a security guard and then killed himself. This is AP News. The OPEC oil cartel and allied oil-producing countries have agreed to boost production over fears higher oil prices are slowing the economy. Here's the AP's Ben Thomas.
The 23-member OPEC Plus alliance, which includes Russia, will raise production by 648,000 barrels per day in July and August. The group has been adding a steady 432,000 barrels per day each month, gradually restoring production cuts made during the depths of the pandemic recession. The move should offer some relief for a global economy suffering from soaring energy prices and the resulting inflation. Gasoline prices are at a record high in the U.S., with the AAA reporting an average pump price of $4.71 per gallon. I'm Ben Thomas.
Ford says it will add 6,200 factory jobs in Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio as it prepares to build more electric vehicles and roll out two redesigned combustion engine models. A factory near Cleveland will be expanded. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.